Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas County.
Speaking of Earnhardt Jr. and racing, you know what this day in history shares your birthday? 2007 IndyCar champ Helio Castroneves wins Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, very cool.
Was that on your day, on your birthday?
Today's also the birthday of Max Payne.
Okay.
And Dana Brooke.
Oh, nice.
And trying to think.
Is this your inaugural birthday?
Yeah. I'm 30. I'm 30.
First annual?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
70th annual.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's head back out to Austin, Texas, as we get ready for this weekend. And welcome Zach Reed. Zach, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for your time. Just the start of Fight Week. What's Fight Week like for you? And will this one be any different? Will it be treated any different from any previous ones?
You know, Fight Week is really just the finishing touches and focusing on the weight cut. You know, the work's been done, the training's been done. So now it's just all focused on the performance of Saturday night.
Basically, with Eve Edwards, a close friend of mine, has always said, the work is up to this point. The reward is what's going to happen on Saturday.
Yes, sir, absolutely. There's always you know, the weight cut's kind of that first battle, and after weigh-ins, I've made weight. I'm always super excited, and yeah, just can't wait to fight.
How will you relax? And I always ask the fighters this: can you relax? I mean, I know it's your job, but it's still a fist fight coming in a couple days. I mean, can you relax? Can you like block out, or do you try to remember, you know, the task at hand, who you're fighting, what's going to happen on Saturday?
You know, that's interesting that you said that, because that's exactly how I look at it, man. It's just a fist fight, whether I was fighting this guy in a Whataburger parking lot or in front of 20,000 people. It really is the same thing. It's just a fist fight. So, yeah, I don't make it anything more than it is.
Well, the better thing, Zach, is if it was in front of Whataburger, at least you could walk in and grab some food real quick after. You know, here you got to go in the back, got to go through all that other procedures before you can eat.
Yeah, absolutely. But Whataburger will still be the first stop right after, for sure.
There you have it. Fighting, I believe, just over an hour from home. How did you pull that off?
Yeah, so I'd heard some rumblings that this card was going to be in Austin, Texas. I was in Thailand at the time training. And, yeah, my manager, Jason House, they made it happen. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I'm the only Texas guy on the card. So super thrilled to be making my UFC debut in the greatest state in, you know, the world.
Well, maybe second. Florida's pretty good, too. You know, we're based out of Florida. So. We can discuss that off the air, Florida, Texas, all that kind of stuff. You know, another thing, though, and I always ask athletes this, whether it's at the Super Bowl or, you know, a fight or whatever, there's advantages, but there's also disadvantages, I would assume. You know, fighting in your backyard, you got to worry about, you know, friends, family, tickets, all these other things that maybe you don't have to worry about if it wasn't in your backyard.
You know, I honestly don't even really think about any of that stuff. How many people are watching and none of that. You know, my friends and family there, I'll still fight just as hard and just as focused.
How long did it take you to beat? You know, this is your first UFC fight, yet you're talking like you're a 20-year veteran. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean, the gift of gab may be something I have. I think it gets me in trouble sometimes more than it should, but... yeah, you know, I feel like this is where I'm meant to be, and I can't wait to introduce myself to the fans.
So Zach, Randy and I went up to UFC 295 in New York. We watched a street fight, you know, unfold in front of us walking down the street in New York.
It was not in front of a Whataburger.
Yeah, right. So and before you came on, we talked to Puna about he threw a snowball at a guy and then turned into a fist fight where he actually won the fight. So what's the craziest public fight you've seen or been a part of, you know, maybe in or out of a burger place?
Oh, man, the craziest fight. Well, last time I was in Austin. I want to say last time I was on 6th Street in Austin, I was in like my early 20s, and me and my buddy, we got attacked by a homeless guy, and we honestly didn't want to punch him. So we just kind of, I did the chill son and I can't let you get close, and I pushed him, and then we took off running. So yeah, that was the,
I got to tell you, that video of that whole thing with Chael and Vandalay, I still watch from time to time. It's so cool to watch. And I'm friends with both of them, but I still love that. I can't let you close. And then,
yeah, it's legendary. He's a soon.
give me your thoughts on your opponent.
You know, Cody Brundage, I think he's a athletic guy. I think he's tough, but I don't think tough's enough, man. And I think I'm going to outclass him.
You don't think he's a savage then, huh?
He might have a little savage in him, but, you know, there's only one savage in the UFC middleweight division, and that's me.
Right. That was the segue to bring up your nickname. Tell us about that. Where did it come from? And hopefully it's better than Puna's.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of funny. So my now wife, we were a boyfriend, girlfriend. I think we were like 19 or 20. And we had gotten one too many beers one night. And she actually tattooed it on my leg. I have like a little tattoo of Savage on my leg, stick and poke. It looks like a terrible prison tattoo. And I honestly didn't think it was going to stay, but it definitely stayed. So we just rocked with it ever since.
That's up there. Well, that's a contender.
Yeah, it's definitely better than Puna's. Puna said that, you know, he was with a whole bunch of friends, and a friend of his nickname was, you remember what it was?
I don't.
I'll have to look it up real quick. But he said that they all started to call themselves that nickname, and they hated it. And he goes, now I was just, you know, too lazy to change it.
Yeah, that's funny. It's sometimes how nicknames go, I guess, right?
I guess. Well, nicknames don't fight. The fighters fight. What can the fans expect, you know, on Saturday?
Yeah, they can expect just a savage mentality, a killer be killed fighter. I never look for points. I'm 6-0 with 6 first-round finishes, 4 of them in under 90 seconds. So, yeah, expect fireworks, and can't wait to get out there and show you guys what I am as a fighter.
Well, after that's all done, I would love to stay in touch with you, because Randy and I have a internal bet going on that if I submit David Vieira,
this is a real bet,
a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion, if I submit him, then Randy, who is dead against tattoos, who will never get a tattoo,
I'll never get a tattoo,
I would like to hire the person who did your tattoo.
That would be his wife.
That's okay. Well, it was a girlfriend back then. I don't know. I don't assume anything nowadays, but I would like to hire your wife to tattoo Randy, you know, when I win this jiu-jitsu tournament.
Yeah, for sure. She won't be drunk, unfortunately, this time. She's pregnant, so she can't be drunk. So it'll probably be a little bit better than my tattoo. But, yeah, we could definitely set something up.
The chance of this happening, the only way this could happen is if somehow Matt kills David Vieira. You know, like a hit-and-run DUI or something.
No, I know his weakness is heel hook. Heel hook.
Yeah, that is true.
And he overlooks his opponents.
That is
true. You never know. Find out if he's allergic to something or whatever. You know, maybe you could stuff some peanuts or shrimp in your pocket or something. You know, you got to fight a little dirty, maybe.
Wow, I like this guy.
I like this. Hey,
now he's turning on me. He's helping you.
And let's clap it together to wish Randy a happy birthday today. Randy is turned 95 today. So
congratulations, Randy. Go get you one of them senior citizen IHOP discounts.
There you go. I already have it, but thank you. I'm able to take care of a lot of those senior citizen discounts, which kind of sucks. But, Zach, I want to thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Enjoy the week. Enjoy the reward, which is Saturday. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink, and enjoy both of those.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. It was great talking to y'all. Hopefully we can set something up after the fight.
Real quick, when you're back in Austin, if you see that homeless guy, you might invite him to the fights, you know?
You never know. Yeah. It might be a redemption story or something.
Yeah, let's definitely touch base after the fight, and then, you know, we'll connect numerous times. Love to get you back on if you give me advice, not Matt.
Yeah, of course. All right. The price is right, awesome. Man.
All right. Okay. Awesome. Take care, Zach. That is Zach Reese. in the octagon, a couple things I was going to talk about. But, you know, it's the zero. I hate to always bring it up with the fighter, even though he said he was undefeated. He's well aware of the zero.
Speaking of zeros.
You are one.
No, I looked up one of these trading cards you got for your birthday gift. And it has the 1992 Fleer Charlie O'Brien New York Met. Zero value.
Yeah.
and it's worth $0.
And by the way, it's story time.
Oh, nice.
You know, no, story time was Puna's nickname.
Oh, story time.
That's... Right. And also, how could I forget? I just framed his jersey. Today is my brother Akeem Spence's birthday as well.
Oh, nice.
So I do want to do a public shout out to my good friend Michael Pittman.
Okay.
Did you see the post?
Yeah, I saw you shame him.
I didn't shame him.
You shamed him.
You shamed him.
Listen, you're like, oh, I can't believe Mike Evans got an autographed Pittman Jr.
I didn't say
jersey
that way
before I got mine.
Exactly.
Now, you should really sweeten the pot. Like, today's my birthday. The only thing I asked for, if I don't get it by the end of the business day today.
Oh, yeah, what?
I'm going to go sit on some guy's lap in the mall and tell him what I want for Christmas.
So, anyway, for people that don't know, Michael Pittman and I have a long relationship. Hosted his radio show. My son worked for his Smoothie King. Extremely tight. And, you know, I hate when it's said we're brothers. It's more like I'm his father and he's my son, you know, age-wise. So there's a photo of Mike Evans and Pitt Jr. swapping jerseys.
Yeah.
So I posted. I go, wait a second. How did 13 get it before me? And he responded that they both looked like brothers. And he'll hook me up with a junior jersey.
Yeah, it'd probably get easier to get because Evans will probably be on the Colts next year anyway.
Yeah, it could be.
That could be a foreshadowing of those guys playing together in the league, which would be great for Junior to learn from a guy like Evans.
Oh, absolutely.
And Evans have a guy that can take the burden off of one side of the field and make plays. I like the chances of him going to Dungy's back-to-back Super Bowls.
First of all, it wasn't back-to-back. No. Second of all, you're an idiot.
All the Super Bowls are Dungy's.
And third, let's go hit this break. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy.
Forget Lombardi. It's the Dungy Trophy.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Experience the future of home comfort with Cool Breeze AC. Call them today at 727-954-3605 and let Mitch, Jimmy, and their team transform your living space into a haven of comfort.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
phone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Big John McCarthy from the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Don't look at it. Pick a card. Okay. All right. You got one card. All right. I'll pick one card.
Okay.
And this is, you know, you play like Pack Wars or something. So pick anything. Don't look. I just said don't look at
why?
It.
Why? I didn't want you to see it. It's behind the curtain.
All right, Steve, you need to yell just anything that's on a card.
All right. Abracadabra, magic.
What's on a card? Give me something on a card.
Oh, the number. The jersey number.
Running yards.
Oh.
Running yards.
Stats don't matter.
That's
all about popularity.
Whoever has the most running yards wins.
How do you know?
Who's the player?
This guy.
Who's the player?
Randy Baldwin.
What position?
Out of.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I'm going to punch you.
How do I know his position?
Give me the card.
What's his position? Oh, what's that guy play?
He's going to be a defensive back. A
guy nobody's ever heard of.
Or a running back.
Let's play a game.
He's a running back.
Let's play the game. You take a card. We pick a card. And the jersey number, highest number wins.
That's the way you play these games.
Oh, okay.
You know, you just pick something.
It's like war.
Exactly.
Every time I go to war, I go to practice and I'm ready for the fight. I'm just like war. My favorite card game is war.
I hate you.
Why?
I literally hate you.
Why? You got like 6 rounds of hostages back. You guys are getting all your people
back.
Don't
get that started.
I'm just saying. You guys are like building
up. That was an awful deal. It's stupid.
Why? Who would you trade for?
What?
Who would you trade for? Are you talking about the stupid politics?
Or are you?
Just saying. If we had prisoners.
I'd literally hate you.
Who would you trade? Let's divide the cards
up. First of all, you don't trade. You don't make deals with terrorists.
I'm not a terrorist. Now you pick. You want to trade? All right. Who would you trade for Harry Colon? Harry Colon. He's got a Harry Colon.
I hate you.
What would you give me for a Harry Colon?
Nothing.
Get an antibiotic.
Can we talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a minute?
I don't have a card of those.
If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lose to the Carolina Panthers on Sunday.
Okay.
A team that has won one game and has a new head coach because they fired their old coach.
Well, they always fire coaches.
There's only one team that doesn't, and it's here in Tampa.
Yeah, they love that guy. Like, the best team in Tampa is the USF. They're going back to the bowl.
They are going bowling.
It's been 6 years since they've been in a bowl game.
They are.
We have credentials. We should go.
What's this we stuff?
Well, I should go. I love football.
All right, name two players. Name one player on the USF Bulls. Name the head coach.
Oh, man.
Name the Adam Sandler. Name the water boy. Exactly.
Curtis Conway? I don't know. I mean, who's supposed to know that?
Thaddeus
Bullard's son.
No, Thaddeus Bullard's son plays at UCF.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing. And tell somebody that went to USF that it's the same.
It's three letters, Central Florida. I don't see any difference.
And South Florida, even though they're not South Florida.
Yeah, why is it? Why is it?
Because when it first came, that's what they took. It's like, why was the Miami Dolphins, not the Florida Dolphins, or the Miami Marlins, or the Florida Marlins?
Well, because Miami is South America. This is South Florida. So that makes sense. That's why you stop here in Tampa.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Miami is South America.
When can I go sit on Santa's lap?
Whoa. I mean,
I'm going to ask for something. I'm going to ask for a new co-host.
No, we can't do that. Why would you ask for a new co-host?
Can he bring me a new co-host?
I don't know. I don't know if they'll fit.
I wonder what storage unit Kelly got. I wonder what he's going
to
give me.
Would you like to buy a storage unit with us today? We're going to buy one. Let's all go four-way on a storage unit. Huh? Yeah, see, he's ready. He's in. Storage units are the new hustle. That's how you get rich, Randy.
All right. We still haven't decided, so let's decide it right now between me and you, Mr. Buffoon.
Okay.
We are going to give away the autographed, signed-by-card poster of this Saturday's BKFC. So we're going to go You want to go main card because that's easier?
Yeah.
All right. So how many's on there? Well, they don't really have a main card in undercard, yeah, do they?
They do. I mean, not really. They just have a main card.
Which is
they have a couple early prelims and then.
So the last six. We'll go the last six fights. Go to their fight card, the last six. I don't know who that all is. Thank you for not being prepared and having it. So wins and loss, you know, who wins? So give me your picks on the six. And the tiebreaker.
BKFC fight card, December 2nd, Salt Lake City, Utah.
That is just like there's more than one Salt Lake City. So you'll read the six fights, and the tiebreaker will be something Ben Rothwell. Give me something Ben Rothwell.
What do you want, Ben Rothwell?
You tell me. The tiebreaker is going to be punches Ben Rothwell throws.
Okay. All right, so here's your main.
Do they do stats?
They should.
Okay.
All right, so let's see. There's
start at the top.
One.
Start at the top.
Two. Well, that's your main. I will start at the bottom.
Like, all right.
Thing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. So your first fight of the night is going to be Stevens versus Rivera.
Two former UFC fighters.
Both from the United States.
All right.
So one has a record of 0-0-0. The other one has 1-0-1. So I'm going to go with Stevens.
Can I vent about something real quick?
Sure.
So I saw another organization.
Okay.
Another combat sport organization.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to throw the name out and people are going to say I should. They're fairly new. They're fairly young.
Okay.
Okay. They're having the third fight between two fighters.
Okay.
I'm thinking you're a couple years in, and it's the third time these two fighters are going to fight each other?
Trilogy. That's good for pay-per-view.
I understand if you there's no real background.
Well, there's only two employees of the company.
And six fighters.
And they're just fighting each other. It's a round robin.
All right, Stevens Rivera, go ahead.
Okay.
You do know you're not eligible.
For what?
Okay,
exactly. To win the fight?
To win the post.
Oh, I can win the fight. This guy's 0-0-0.
Fifth fight?
Adams versus Terrell.
All right. I'm sure you're going to take Adams.
You think so?
No, I know you are.
I'll take Terrell.
Because you're a homer.
I'll take Terrell.
All right.
I like the international guy.
All right.
He's the one that gave me COVID.
All right. We got to finish this.
Did that guy give me COVID?
Minutes. I don't know.
He brought COVID over here.
Was he the one that went through Mexico?
Okay. Was him. Right. I think he gave me COVID, that guy. Kai Stewart versus Davis. Taking Davis.
That's the flyweight, bantamweight. Title?
It's a featherweight.
Okay.
Next fight is in the women's flyweight championship belt is Christina Ferrara versus Beck Rollins.
All right. No-brainer.
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 No-brainer. Going Rollins. No.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm going to take Ferrara on that. Your heavyweight co-main event, Duffy. Duffy versus Ruff. Well,
you are a jack.
I think Rothwell. I mean, he's just so big.
He is so big, but you know, I don't want to say he struggled, but you know, I would have thought he would have walked through his last fight.
Copeland is a monster, though. He took punishment. You know, he's a big dude, and he took it well. I think Duffy. Doofy wins. I think he beats him with speed.
I never thought I would find anyone that's stupider than you.
Stupider is not a word.
Stupider. You are one stupider person.
Stupider is from the country I'm from.
All right. Go ahead.
Mike Perry versus Eddie Alvarez. I think Perry walks through him.
I don't know about walks through him.
I just don't.
Eddie can take some. He can give some. But no, I'm going to stick with
Mike's,
Perry.
Mike's built for this. This is his fight. This is his league. It's his belt. It's his time to shine. Then he fights Conor McGregor next.
He's not. The only thing that is next is this break. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. 27 more minutes with this donkey and then I'm out of here. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. What's up? This is Mo Williams, Jacksonville Jaguars. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
It's the biggest bare knuckle fighting championship card ever. In the main event, Platinum Mike Perry knuckles up with Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. In the heavyweight co-main event, Big Ben Rothwell and Todd Duffy collide. Also a rematch for the women's bare knuckle world title as champ Christine Misfit Faria fights rowdy Beck Rawlings. Plus two other world title fights. Watch the world's most exciting combat sport live Saturday, December 2nd on pay-per-view through Fight.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Gaylord for athlete for the San Francisco Giants, the Cleveland Indians, the Texas Rangers, the San Diego Padres, the New York Yankees, the Atlanta Braves, the Seattle Mariners, and the Kansas City Royals. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back in the 5 degrees AC broadcast facility. And yeah, Gaylord Perry played for like 412 Major League Baseball teams. Was known as throwing the spitball,
okay,
and then came out with his own brand of Vaseline.
Okay,
that's a guy that's, you know, kind of shoving it in your face that, yeah, I cheated.
Yeah, and he probably gave COVID.
All right, let's head back to Austin as we continue to prepare for a Saturday UFC event and welcome Julia Avila. Julia, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. And let me get right to the biggest, most important question, I think. Is your title still a competitive snuggler?
Oh, absolutely.
I did a couple real quick research things, and I saw that one clip, and I'm like, that's outstanding. That's pretty funny.
I don't know if the UFC still uses that, but I'm definitely a black belt in it. I mean, I have a kid, so.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. I jumped on your Instagram. It says you're a cyclist, painter, fighter, and much more. To me, that sounds like a full day.
Yeah. I like to keep busy, and I have a lot of interests and hobbies. So, yeah.
Which one should we talk about first? I'm a fan of painters and painting, and Matt's a big fan of cycling. So which one do you want to address first?
I mean, how long do you want to keep me on here?
Oh, we got time.
Yeah, until your weigh-ins. talk about your painting first. How do you choose? How do you decide? You know, or is it just, you know, you're sleeping that night when you get that 30 minutes of sleep because of your child? Today I'm going to paint a bird or a tree or what?
Yeah, so I really like abstract things. Lately I've been doing a lot of watercolors. I don't have a lot of time to paint now, but when I was painting, it was a lot of watercolors, and I have artwork all throughout my house. It's just whatever is motivating me and touching my heart at that moment. I like a lot of Americana tattoo style work, so I'll find some inspiration online. I really want to do a series of the Four Horsemen.
The wrestling,
the four wrestlers? Arn and Ole Anderson and Ric Flair and Tully Blanchard? Four
Horsemen? Yeah. No. We don't want the Rock guys.
No, it is like, but maybe, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not that good, but
I saw some of your work. It's very impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Maybe that's one of the other avenues I can explore in career.
Not to sound stupid, but who are the other four horsemen? Because I only know the WCW wrestlers.
So the actual Four Horsemen, Plague, Famine, Death, the Pale Horse, and what's the other one? It's the biblical reference.
I gotcha. Well, both Four Horsemen are
War is the fourth one.
The war. See, that's your word, war.
Yeah, war is my favorite combat sport word.
What is the furthest you've ever cycled?
I've done centuries. I've competed in centuries. I've competed in ultra marathons. So as far as I could possibly go. 100 miles.
Normally, I don't like to throw my co-host an underhanded softball pitch, but I brought it up so he can talk to you about his cycling.
Well, Julia, so first off, when you say century, today is Randy's birthday. So happy birthday.
Oh, just, happy birthday.
Dated another century.
And not quite 100, but I feel like I'm approaching it.
But for the non-cyclist, a century is 100 miles, usually done in, you know, a morning, Saturday,
is that
early.
What century means? That's century means 100?
But back in 2010, I did a bicycle ride from St. Pete, Florida to New York City, 1,300 miles, to deliver a message that pizza is a healthy food. Because I became a professional bodybuilder eating nothing but pizza.
Yeah, I laughed when I heard too.
And I use it to cut weight to help fighters make weight goals, but still incorporate their favorite foods in that process.
There's so much to unpack there. I want to sit and like just buy you drinks and tell me your life story.
I'm down.
Oh, and believe me, you don't ask him to do that. He'll do it.
Yeah, I'll buy my own drinks. Yes, I'm down. I'm always down to storytelling. That's my if the nickname wasn't taken by Puna earlier, I would have been the storyteller.
What question would you possibly want to ask Matt? I'm curious.
Oh gosh, what got you interested in bodybuilding?
So I was in the pizza industry. I was just a pizza guy. I owned a small restaurant. The media was negative on pizza.
You thought I was kidding when I said I was going to keep you here until Friday.
No, I'm here for it.
But I didn't feel good about what I did to make money in the real world. Like it wasn't a proud industry. It was a junk food. It was considered a junk food, and I didn't want to make people obese to profit personally. So, I wanted to lead by example. So I took what everybody thought was a junk food. I applied science, tracked macros, and I became a professional bodybuilder, winning Mr. Universe 2016 in natural bodybuilding at 41 years old as a father of two. So same number of minutes in a day as everyone else, just discipline, hard work, commitment, and moderation.
That is absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. I think you're amazing.
I'm bored by the answer.
Nah,
but
that's real. That's real life. And so that's what got me into it. And then through that passion of helping people cut weight, I found martial arts, obviously. And at the time, a lot of the bodybuilders were using traditional bodybuilding methods to cut weight to make their weight class. And 2 weeks out, they were lethargic. They couldn't train at full intensity. They would gas out. They were just exhausted going to the scale. And so by helping them, you know, cut weight a different way, now you see the evolution, and now you see it being used at the Performance Institute, and everybody throughout the world now uses a different technique to make fighting weight goals.
Yeah, yeah.
And why did you choose to be a cyclist?
So I just like challenging myself, and I had already run a marathon at that point, and I was like, all right, well, let's see what else I can do. And so I was cycling, and I was running ultra marathons, and that was right around the time that I got introduced into fighting. So I actually had to switch out all my endurance events to go to my indoor sports, as I lovingly call them.
Interesting. I can't remember the name of the show, and I think last night was the final episode. It's like SEAL Team, or a bunch of celebrities go and basically they're like held hostage, sort of, and they put them through just brutal, you know, trainings and 2 a.m. and, you know, you're captured and they interrogate you. Have you seen that show? And if you have,
I've heard of
it. Would you do anything like that?
I've heard of it, and I definitely would be interested into being a part of that. I think I have a lot of strength to showcase, and you know, I just want to beat other people, so and motivate them, and actually like help them get through their demons, and you know, show them that we can do this together.
Right. It's an interesting show, but as a veteran, I looked at it just a tad different because I tend to do that. You know, they're trying to, like, what would you do if you were in this hostage situation? Well, you know that they can't kill you. They know. It's kind of like when we went to boot camp and they scream at you and everybody else is all worried and concerned and I'm laughing inside because I know that you can't do the things that you want me to think you can do. But it's still so stressful, the things they did, and, you know, up 24 hours. And something you might have been, well, you can relate with, they had a baby crying for like 12 hours nonstop.
Wow.
You know, just instead of music, they just had the baby, you know, crying kind of thing. I'm curious, now that you do have a child, what do you do? What can you do? Not that you want to get away from your child, but to relax, to kind of just, you know, one of those Calgon take me away moments.
Oh, she is always with me. She, you know, I strap her on and I go rucking around the lake for 10 miles with her. I take her lifting with me and she watches me lift. I'll take her to training with me and she's on the side of the mat watching me train. Like, I do everything with her just the same as I used to.
That's awesome. I have a 3-year-old granddaughter and it's the same thing. They live 4 doors down. She's at our door at 6:30 in the morning. So I'll get the text. She's on her way, you know, and it's just, especially at that age. How old is your child?
She is a year and a month.
It's awesome. That's the time. Then they get older. You know, I have 2 adult children and then they get old, but at this age, it's absolutely the best. Give me your opinion on your opponent. And I know very few people, you know, have heard of who your opponent is.
So, Misha Tate, she is a pioneer in women's MMA and especially in my division. She is the former champion. She has made a long career with her specialty, which is wrestling. And I'm going to beat her after Saturday. So that's about it.
Are you going to have a cupcake at the weigh-in or hold a cupcake or something like that?
So I would love to. I actually, I sent her a message. I'm like, hey, I don't want to be like, I don't want you to think that I'm, you know, being mean or trying to be aggressive, but I thought it would be funny if I ate a cupcake or something and your kids can beat up a panda. I don't care. But I never got a response. I don't know. But I'm not going to be doing that. I actually, on my fight shirt, we have a fight shirt that we released, and it does have little cupcakes on them with a bite taken out of it.
Oh, that's very cool. I used to have a sponsor. They were called Wicked Good Cupcakes. They were on Shark Tank, et cetera, et cetera. And we used to send, you know, we would send gifts, you know, to our guests when they come on, and we have a couple things that we're going to send you as well. But for a while, Wicked Good Cupcakes, and then Misha was on once or twice. So now she expects cupcakes, you know, every time I talk to her. So how will you get through the next couple days? I always ask fighters, do you concentrate and you want to think about Saturday, or do you want to not think about it and just kind of get through the next couple days?
Saturday is going to come whether I am thinking about it or not. So I don't hurt my brain or my heart over situations that can happen. And all I try to do is manifest success. So whether that be getting through the workout today, whether that be getting through the cut, if I am going to think about the fight, I think positively. But honestly, I have some coloring books here, and I'm just coloring, and I spend time with my daughter and my corners and get through the cut.
Very cool. Is there things that I'm a big collector of all sorts of things. Are there things that you collect, whether it is your MMA gear or, you know, other fighters' gears or other people's whatever? What do you collect? And if there was one thing that you would like to acquire at some time, what would that be?
So I have all of my gloves, and I have a new mouthpiece every fight. So I guess I collect that. As far as something that I would want to keep, I don't know. I feel kind of like a klepto. I just want to take everything. No, I never want to forget the moment of being in the cage, right? If I can bottle that up, or if I can have that replay somewhere, it's such an electrifying and humbling emotion. Like, I really can't describe it.
Sure. Well, what are you thinking? And is it always the same thing as you're walking, you know, into a cage or the cage? Or are you not thinking at all, and you're just kind of moving?
No, I don't think at all. I let my true primitive Julia come out, and it's so serene and just clear. Everything is clear.
So going back to the memorabilia question, maybe not so much of stuff that's, you know, at the event or at the fight, but of anything of all time. Like, if you could have one artifact or one collectible, what would you want on Earth?
One rock, maybe.
One anything.
One artifact. Wow, that's a good question.
We'll give you a setup. Like, we'll give you a little backstory. So Randy interviews a lot of NFL players. He had the show. So he does a lot with the NFL, and it was Leonard Wester,
who, he basically was saying, nothing. I don't really collect anything. You know, I'm just playing football. And I kept pushing. I'm like, something, there's gotta be something that you would want. And he dropped probably the biggest thing that nobody's ever thought of. He goes, I would like Jesus Christ sandals.
So,
all right.
So that's pretty good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So that's why he's asking, is there anything at all? Or
yeah.
And normally I would say, because you never know who I know and what I can get, but I cannot get Jesus Christ's sandals.
We guys are the same age, right? Well, you know, birthday today, probably.
you know what I want? I want, like, just a night of just my husband and I. Because I haven't had a night of just the two of us. And I think that would be, that's what I want. That's the one thing that I want in the world. No responsibilities, just one night hanging out with my husband. And a lot of champagne.
So basically, you just need a babysitter for him. Right. No, I'm just asking. I'm asking a serious question. Because again, I know people.
Yes, Steve.
Well, Steve, it's not just that. It's all the other responsibilities, right? Sure. Everything else has to be on hold because I wear 17 different hats. Yeah. So,
I got you. Well, if you want me to set that up, I'd be more than happy to. Because like I said, I know people. I can get people to babysit. My producer has a limo. I mean, we can set the whole thing up for you.
Maybe a good steak. Get me a reservation at a good steakhouse.
Where do you want that? In Austin? Or do you want it back where you're home? Or where?
Let's do home. I think that would be easier to manage.
Okay. I will be in touch with you, and I will make some phone calls after your fight. You know, we'll talk. We'll get something set up. And
No way. Are you serious?
Ask Nobby about me, and she will tell you that I do not make promises that I do not fulfill.
That's amazing. You don't. I'm losing weight just smiling so much. Thank you.
See, then I'm helping in more ways than one. But yeah, ask Nobby. You know, and that's why she sets up these interviews that she does. So after your fight, we will touch base, and I will set something up for you.
That's absolutely amazing.
Enjoy the rest of your week. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink, and that'll be sent next week. But enjoy the process. I know you will. Enjoy your fight on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week or the week after.
I appreciate y'all. God bless.
Have awesome. Fun. That is Julia. Is going to go to a steakhouse, her and her husband. We may have to fly you out to babysit while we take care of that, but I'm going to set it up.
I don't think I'm capable of doing that. I'm still.
I've seen your daughters. You're not.
I'm still trying to figure out the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I mean, I got homework to do.
It was funny, though, when she said that, you looked right at me, because the four horsemen are Arn and Ole Anderson, yeah. Tully Blanchard, and Ric Flair. And no, Barry Windham is not one of those four.
Well, the apocalypse and their powers, I'm learning more every day.
Well, yeah, she said war and death and all the things I don't want to talk about.
And, well, she's at stake.
Stake. That's something I do.
That's the
talk
one
about.
Thing you want to talk about.
Yeah. We blew right through that last break, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
That was fun.
She's awesome. Yeah, Julia's great.
I wonder how long until she's going to go to Nobby. And she's going to say, Nobby, he was, and she's going, and Nobby will say, if he said it.
Yep, it's real. But my only critique is, like, I'm not really a fan of, like, calling your opponent to set up the trash talking.
Yeah, well, she didn't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah, but you got
either do it or you don't. But yeah, I get that.
Like,
but
calling, like, it's like if Conor McGregor was like, "Hey, I'm going to throw a Monster energy drink at you at a press conference," you know, it's like setting stuff up. You can't. I like the element of surprise.
I think
Randy.
Misha would laugh at it.
I think the element of surprise should be the fifth horseman.
There is no fifth horseman.
Oh, there will be.
It may be in hers. Maybe in the
my nickname.
War. And
I think I should be the element of surprise. You never know when I re-gift you someone else's blue belt that they earned for your birthday.
How do you know he earned it?
Well, there's a certificate.
Oh, there is a certificate.
It's got his name on
right.
it.
Right. Okay.
Says to the owner of this guy. Second degree blue belt.
With no stripes. There's no stripes on the belt.
Well, it's got an autograph. We still need to figure out who the autograph is.
All right, when you take the belt home with you?
No, I'm not taking it home. No, I can't.
I see what both of you guys are doing.
It's like holding people's crutches or riding around someone's wheelchair. You don't. It's bad luck. It's like bad juju. And then you'll end up getting hurt. And then, you know, it's like holding somebody's infant, and then all of a sudden you have a baby out of, like, nowhere. You're like, oh, man. So it's bad luck.
We should have asked her if she's ever signed a baby. You know, I was watching the podcast of the brothers, the Kelsey brothers.
Oh, okay.
And the one said, yeah, I was asked to sign a baby. And the other one's like, why didn't you do it?
Would you sign a baby?
To what? To a contract?
Yeah. To an NIL deal.
All right. So we need to go out and get some sponsorship to pay for this steak dinner.
Woven bracelet. My Google Lens is slacking on this autograph.
It's moving that.
I took a picture of the gi.
It's probably the dude that gave him the bluebell.
You don't know that. You're assuming that.
Right, I'm assuming.
How would you know the guy's name? Does it say?
Yeah,
oh, Grandmaster.
Yeah.
I don't think it's allowed anymore. You can't call people a Grandmaster.
Or, no, you can't call him Master. You can call him Grand.
You can't call him Grandmaster, Grand Wizard.
No. Well, no, you can't say that.
Yeah, nothing Grand.
But Grand is okay. It's the Grand Garden Arena in Vegas. It's not the Master Arena.
I'm offended. Well, that guy's a...
How about that kid?
This guy's a BJJ red belt ninth degree. Oh, let's call Eddie Bravo. Find out if that's real. Like, a ninth degree red belt? Is that a thing?
I think we could ask David Vieira. We don't have to. But before we run out of time, have you seen the kid that is being blasted by, I don't even know what, Mickey Mouse organization, that said that he was being disrespectful wearing blackface?
Oh.
At a Kansas City Chief game.
Oh, really?
And they took the picture from the side where his half of the face is black and the other half is red.
Oh, what?
And they're throwing this kid to the wolves.
What?
Yeah.
Now he's going to get death threats. I mean, that's crazy.
Hopefully the people that get death threats are... So here it is here. I think the company is Deadspin. And he said that this kid, Holden, was wearing blackface. Where, here's a photo of him.
Oh, wow. How old is that kid?
I don't know. Nine? I don't even think a teenager. I think he's like nine. You don't have anything better to do?
That's crazy. The media's awful.
I hate the media.
I hate them.
I do.
They're terrible.
I hate people.
Yeah. You're not a fan.
People, I'm not a fan. Yeah. Not a big fan.
Who'd you get in a fight with this week? Anybody?
I don't know. Let me think.
Yeah, usually you get it off your chest first when you walk in.
Yeah. Well,
but let's close the show on your birthday. It's like, you know. Anything you want to shout out? Anybody want to thank for a birthday?
I do want to thank your wife for this awesome gift.
Yep.
This I will take home with me.
She's thoughtful.
I will take this home and enjoy these cookies with my granddaughter. Just because you guys had crap from a storage unit.
It's not crap. These are treasures. It's not storagecrap.com.
Yes, it is.
No, it's storagetreasures.com. It's treasures. These are riches. You don't know. You might find a Picasso in one of these.
No, I watched the show.
Gold coins, like from shipwrecks, you know?
Sure.
Might find your boarding pass from the Titanic.
It's not funny. You're very disrespectful and hurtful to us old senior citizens.
But it's kind of funny.
It's not funny.
That's kind of funny.
Because if I was on the Titanic, well, no, I would have survived.
Would you?
Yeah, of course.
I've never seen you get in the cold water. You don't do ice bath. You don't do cold plunges.
All right. First of all, Chuckles, there's a difference between having to and wanting to. Needing to.
You were in a submarine. It had heat. You were like underwater.
I was never in a submarine.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh. Well, you're not even a real Navy guy then.
What?
The Navy's the water, the submarine guys.
They're also the ship guys, you moron.
That's not the same thing. I thought you were like a submarine guy. Those are cool guys. They got nuclear. Supposedly, they have nuclear, you know, rooms where you sleep on a bunk next to like a alleged missile.
Just so you know, for future reference, there are some above ground ships that have the same thing.
Well, yeah, but it's cooler underwater.
I went to get on one once.
Are you claustrophobic?
It was bad.
I've gone on a couple of those. Like, I think they're up in like Virginia or somewhere.
I don't know Baltimore. If I could do it. Now the weird thing is. Once you're on it and they shut the hatch and all that stuff, I would imagine that you really don't know. Like, I was on a ship, an above-ground ship, and I didn't see sunlight for 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was straight work.
Wow.
Sleep, work, food, sleep, work, food. I didn't go outside. You know, so, but it's still, you still know. But it's a weird feeling. You know, you can be claustrophobic on a ship, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can be claustrophobic, I would think, on an aircraft carrier, which is basically a moving city.
It is.
Because when you're in a moving city in the middle of an ocean, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like there were times I would go outside on the deck and, you know, you're doing the watch or whatever, and all you see is water. I never felt claustrophobic. I seasick, but not claustrophobic. You can't leave. You can't go anywhere. You know, it's a weird...
Yeah, for sure.
The only worst thing was we did a thing which sucked. It's called a fast cruise. And it just so happened, the fast cruise, I happen to have tickets to one of my favorite bands of all time, REO Speedwagon.
Okay.
I bought the tickets. The concert was in Providence, Rhode Island. And all of a sudden, nope, we're doing a fast cruise. Fast cruise is you're attached to the dock.
Oh, we can't leave.
And you're pretending you're underway. So like workers, civilians, the welders, they're coming back and forth. McDonald's, Satches, we have to pretend like we're really underway.
Oh.
That sucked.
Wow. Man. Yeah, that's tough.
Everybody's putting on coats.
Yeah, what are they doing? Like, well, we are inside the Cool Breeze AC studios.
Yeah, we don't need.
The AC does work.
It certainly does.
Man.
But. Oh, all right. Well, I think.
So, any birthday plans? Any big surprises? Anywhere going anywhere?
Nope.
Nothing? No Golden Corral?
Nope. Because it's never the way it is on the commercials.
Sorry.
Those commercials are awesome.
They are.
Are you kidding me? The meat looks like it came straight from the steakhouse that we're sending Julia to. And now we, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because now I got to pay for half of Julia's dinner.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, I saw you cost Red Lobster $11 million last year.
Good. Why?
Well, they did the all-you-can-eat shrimp special. We got to pick for like $20. All-you-can-eat unlimited two types of shrimp.
Yeah.
They lost $11 million in revenue.
And that's hard to believe, because have you ever been to it? Do you know how long it takes between your first four shrimp and your next four shrimp?
No.
I don't want to be sued. It may be 35 minutes.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So they just wait you out?
Yeah, they wait you out.
Tired of, like,
at least the couple I've gone to. It always looks so great. And then, you know, you go to it, and yeah.
Well, who has the best birthday special? I mean, some steakhouses give out a free steak on your birthday.
I don't know.
Like, there's a place on US 19 that used to do that. Like, yeah, that.
Used to. Find me one. Google it. I'll go do it tonight.
Yeah, I think Lone Star. Doesn't Lone Star? Or Captain Kelly knows. Where's the veteran birthday steak?
Veteran has nothing. You are. What is wrong with you?
You get both. You get double.
No, you don't.
Why?
Then it's free if it's 50% off for each. Yeah. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and putting up with Matt for the past 3 hours.
You're welcome.
I don't think he'll be here next week.
I probably won't.
We're going to ship him off somewhere else.
I'm going to the BKSC fights.
So what's that going to do with next week?
I'm flying into Denver. I'm renting a car, driving through the mountains all the way to Salt Lake City, 8 hours. Working the fights and driving 8 hours back to Denver.
You know they have airports in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, but I'm taking my kids and my family. They want to see snow. Yeah, we're going to stop at the GNAT studios. We've got a renovation. So, got to get another certification, Randy. One day, I will be a ninth degree red GNAT operator.
We call it something else.
Well, that's a BS degree.
Yeah, well, I was going to say a BH degree, but
a PhD.
PhD. I want to thank everybody. Enjoy the fights this week. AFC this weekend, UFC this weekend. More stuff next week. Get your post in to win the signed autograph poster. You can tweet it to me, text it to me, hand deliver it to me, hand it to Matt, whatever you need to do. Until next week, this has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Song, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerate.
Happy birthday, big guy.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
Yes, news on